How do you get out of the United Nations when our U.S. Treasury has been converted to the International Monetary Fund? And more than likely, John F. Kennedy was assassinated for bypassing the Federal Reserve, introducing Treasury notes backed by real money. How can you get out of the United Nations when the money system is in control of the IMF? The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF. Every country has a governor of the IMF. Thanks for Darren's information and research. So, our Secretary of Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF and receives no compensation from the U.S., the United States, which is a federal corporation. Go to Title 22 of the U.S. Code, Section 286. As you read down Section 286, you will find that the Secretary, alternate or consulate, receives no compensation from the United States, which means they're paid by the IMF. The UN system is taking over the world. It's called global governance. The State Department's implementing it. It's called Agenda 21 today. That's how far it is, 13 years into Agenda 21, and most good people have no clue about this. I received this from John Kaminsky, who's been a guest on this broadcast once. And this is in regards to the Oklahoma City bombing. And he says to me, "Are you clued in to any of this, or are you a gatekeeper?" He says, John Kaminsky questions whether I'm a gatekeeper or not. Meaning keeping everybody in the dark about the truth, maybe? What's a gatekeeper? How do you define a gatekeeper? He says, "Are you clued into any of this, or are you a gatekeeper?" And the question is, what do you think of this story? And I'll give you the website where you can find it. "I never doubted the implications of government involvement in the Murrah Building bombing in Oklahoma City as a orchestrated inside job, but apparently I don't stand alone on this issue. A police officer, Terry Yankee, who was at the scene during the time of the bombing, also realized there was something more than suspicious from what he witnessed, contrary to reports made by the police and news media." And the point is, most people that do commit suicide didn't really commit suicide when and if they're in a position of prominence. And this can be found on AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net, dated the 21st of February. And John Kaminsky is questioning whether I'm a gatekeeper or not. And I asked John Kaminsky on the air, does he know anything about the implementation of Agenda 21 in his 13 years of non-governmental implementation? Am I a gatekeeper? You've got to be joking. Gatekeeper? Am I on the inside? Am I on the other side, listeners? Am I the bad guy for telling you the truth and documenting everywhere I go, instead of dealing with innuendos and skepticism? There's talk show hosts out there that talk about the police state and nothing but the police state. All that is one chapter of Agenda 21, Chapter 40. The sooner America realizes what Agenda 21 is, the sooner we're going to have a chance to make a difference. But until people are alerted to this, that's why the bumper sticker idea has got to come to force. We've got to build bumper stickers, make bumper stickers, and put them on our vehicles. What is Agenda 21? Very simple. What is Agenda 21? Why aren't you told about Agenda 21? That's another good title for a bumper sticker. Why haven't you been told about Agenda 21? That's all there is right now, listeners. If you do your research and you understand what's going on, you know that's all there is right now is Agenda 21. The President's State of the Union address, this time, I could dissect it to Agenda 21. The President's State of the Union address before, I could dissect it to Agenda 21. To Bill Clinton, you could dissect it to Agenda 21. That's the implementation process that's going on right now, Agenda 21. The Rewilding of America, the Biodiversity Treaty, it's all on the website, AmericanExpose.com. It's all there. it can't be discounted. The move is underway. And the situation with our military in this coalition in Iraq, which will soon go to Iran, and who knows where it's going to end up, is nothing more than the Hegelian dialectic to turn the world against this country, so the whole world will want the UN to run the world. And yet, we in this country are the UN system. The State Department proves it to you. If you spend any time on the State Department website at all, you will see the proof of that with your own eyes. Am I a gatekeeper? You've got to be joking, John Kaminsky. You aren't paying attention to what I do, fool. But the correlation between the UN system and our destruction of our schools today is very obvious to some. And confusing to others because they don't do research. They don't read and understand. They don't do a lick of research, including people like John Kaminsky, who's called me a gatekeeper, or is asking, am I a gatekeeper? Certainly the Terry Yakey situation was on my foremost thought patterns way back when, but Oklahoma City is just another Pearl Harbor. September 11, 2001 is another Pearl Harbor. 9/11, you've got to be joking. 9/11, 9/11? How insidious is this? But the Alfred P. Murrah building was just another mess. To discount the militia in America, to discredit the militia in America, and to pass anti-terrorism legislation. It continues. It moves on. It keeps moving at us. It doesn't stop. If we don't increase our numbers, it's over. Does anybody care? You that listen care. But we have to increase our listeners. So we have to make bumper stickers, and we have to get them out to people. And we have to put sayings on these bumper stickers. What is Agenda 21? You, anyone out there, can make bumper stickers. Put them on your vehicles. Give them to people. Put them on places where they're going to be seen. You can buy rental of billboards and put up a big sign. What is Agenda 21? Punch in Agenda 21 on Google. This is so big and monstrous, and many of you are realizing that now, and you're starting to get active. But 2005 is going to be a monumental year. 2005 is going to give us a gigantic terrorist event, more than likely, to shut us up. More than likely. I'm sorry to say that. But as people awaken, they pull stunts. I mean, people were awakening to the UN system during the Second World War in Congress and the Senate saying not to get into the UN system, and I have the congressional record behind me talking about it. And what do? They drop two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which were probably the only remaining cities standing in Japan, because we've been carpet bombing them for months with B-29s. The really big lie about man-made global warming is that almost all scientists accept it, but they don't know the facts, and they're all getting paid to do their job. And that's the bottom line, listeners. We're being set up for a fall. We're being maneuvered into a mess. And I would suggest John Kaminsky pay attention to Agenda 21, which I'm sure he's never even heard of, and never done a lick of research into Agenda 21, because others have, including Tom DeWeese, who's done some good writing about it. Some people think he's on the other side. I don't care. As long as he's talking about Agenda 21 and educating others about it, I don't care if he's on the other side. He's getting the word out about Agenda 21 at this point in time, and that is the problem. Idiots out there don't even think about Agenda 21. They want to blame the 9/11 scenario on this and that. Baloney. It's just another Pearl Harbor. It's over and done with. It's history. Agenda 21's 13 years into operation. Sustainable communities are bad news. You're going to lose your cars. You're going to lose your homes. You're going to lose your ability to be prideful in what you have. Ultimately, that's the goal of Agenda 21. A complete reorientation of mankind. We're all going to have to change everywhere we live. We're going to live without electricity. We're going to live without appliances. We're going to live without air conditioning. Whatever it takes to get the word out about this is your responsibility. And John Kaminsky, I ask you, are you a gatekeeper for not understanding Agenda 21? Because if you did understand Agenda 21, you would completely change what you're writing about instead of 9/11, which is a total waste of time. You'll never get to the bottom of 9/11, just like you'll never get to the bottom of Pearl Harbor, period. Good night, listeners.